So to say that the beaches are closed isn't entirely an accurate statement, and that's why we've been doing our due diligence and actually seeing what those ordinances say. Clearwater was one of the first ones to close it, but they only closed the public areas, and they know they can't close the beaches behind the condos and the hotels.
You know, it's one of these things that you can say close the beaches, but then the practical, what legally is being done, for example, in Walton or Okaloosa County compared to here is, you know, they're different because of who owns the beach, right? You know, Santa Rosa Island, all of that shore is owned by Escambia County. So closing that is a radically different decision to make than, for example, closing the few stretches of public beach in Okaloosa or Walton compared to who owns the actual property. And if they own the property there, not here, but more like Perdido, where they would own all the way out to the waterline, you can't close that. That's private property. It's just not, you know, not lawful. 4-3-7-16-20, but they did decide to go ahead and close all of the public sandy beach areas. Everything that is public has been closed in Santa Rosa and in Escambia County. And in Santa Rosa, you know, they got a police checkpoint out. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office enforcing that. We'll talk to Bob Johnson later on the show at 8:35 about that. Joining us now, we got Todd Thompson. He is the CEO and the president of the Pensacola, Greater Pensacola Area Chamber of Commerce. Todd, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Andrew.
Hey, great to have you. So, obviously, this disease and the decisions surrounding it have had a massive impact on local businesses. How, in your opinion, you know, you talk to them all the time, how are they doing right now?
Obviously, there's a lot of concern, and, you know, people are making the adaptations that they need to as things change quickly. One of the things we've done at the Chamber is we stood up two Facebook pages, actually. One is called Pensacola Takeout and Delivery Options Amid COVID-19, which focuses on restaurants and food service businesses. We've got over 11,000 members now. It's been really awesome to see all the restaurants that have participated and people respond. We're trying to push out as much information there about, you know, what restaurants are open, what their menus are, their hours, that sort of thing, so people can continue to support them, you know, and enjoy, you know, all the great restaurants that we have here at Pensacola. The other Facebook page we have is Pensacola Retail and Small Business Offers Amid COVID-19, which focuses on, you know, other retail businesses, services businesses. If you have any of those types of businesses, you know, post there, let us know what you're offering in terms of services and hours. We just want to make sure that we're getting the word out to as many people as possible that, you know, business is still happening. We want to keep our employees working as much as possible. And just, you know, I mean, as always, Pensacola has just rallied and really supported our small businesses during this difficult time. And I know we will continue to do that.
What, if you had to quantify it, I imagine that some restaurants just, I mean, I assume some restaurants are just closing. I assume most restaurants are trying to limp along and keep as many people employed and do takeaway as they possibly can. But obviously, you know, they don't need the wait staff. They don't need the, you know, the hostesses and that kind of stuff. They don't need the dishwashers. If you had to quantify it, what sort of percentages are you seeing in terms of people that are so far being able to be kept in the workforce?
I think it's a case-by-case situation where, you know, the restaurants are obviously having to adjust and bring in, you know, rotate staff, you know, smaller numbers of people working at a time, but, you know, rotating them in so everybody's, you know, still getting an opportunity to work. And one thing I do want to share is that if there are workers that have lost their job or have reduced hours and they're looking for other opportunities, CareerSource Escarosa has jobs. They are, you know, they have jobs that you can apply for and get right now. So, but you do have to go on their website, careersourceescarosa.com, and you do have to fill out some online information to get in their system. But I think the industry that's been hardest hit right now is the hotels. Obviously, you know, people aren't traveling as much. And those are the frontline workers that are, they're feeling the biggest impact. And I know Career Source has been engaged with the hotel owners, particularly on the beach, to try to get engaged and help those workers. So again, if you're looking for a job, there's Career Source Escarosa. You know, there are resources on our webpage, PensacolaChamber.com. One is an employment resource, but you can go to that page. It has Career Source Escarosa's website. It has a website of our employment agency, businesses that are here in the community that have jobs. So if you need a job, there are jobs available. Go to PensacolaChamber.com, go to our employment website on that page, and you can find out where the jobs are.
And that's, and that to me has been one of the interesting things to see is that, you know, not unexpectedly, but you have places like Publix and Walmart, and, you know, there's lots of places where they need more help. And right now, you know, delivery drivers are in hot demand right now. So, you know, you may have got your hours cut back or have your job eliminated, but there are other places that are looking right now. It's not, the economy has not ground to a halt, but you can kind of, and to the point that where you can't find a job, it's just, it may be a little bit different, or it might be temporary and it might not be what you were hoping for exactly, but those jobs are out there. What's the rest of the industry looking like, or the rest of the economy looking like here locally? I know we talk a lot about hotel and restaurant, but and bar, but what are other industries looking like from your perspective, Todd?
You know, it seems like, you know, at this point, I've not heard of other businesses scaling back that much, or, you know, having to close or shut down temporarily, or whatever, you know, measures would have to be taken. I'm not hearing much of that at this point.
Okay.
You know,
that's
obviously
good.
We go on a little bit further. Yeah, it's good. It's good. And, you know, fortunately, as we at the chamber reach out to businesses, you know, to ask for help. I mean, obviously there are people in our community that are going to need help, you know, with food and things like that. So we've been reaching out and we're organizing with MANA and Feeding the Gulf Coast and some of the churches in the area to try to organize, you know, getting food to people who need it, getting resources to people who need it. So, you know, we do know this is going to last a while, and there are going to be more people impacted. So we are trying to help prepare that, get the message out about what's happening, so people know if there are resources that they need, that they get that information. And again, you can go on our PensacolaChamber.com website. We have pages set up for our COVID-19 resources for business, employment, health, and community. So you can get those resources there. They're official resources. You know, at the chamber, we're only pushing out official government or expert information. We want to make sure that people get the right information.
Absolutely.
That they're not getting sucked in by some of the crazy stuff that's on social media. And I know you guys are doing a great job of pushing the right information out there as well. So appreciate y'all. But we just want to make sure that the business community is supported and that they have the proper resources. You know, I appreciate y'all running the story about the Florida Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan Program.
Yep.
You can get up to $50,000 immediately. That's open right now. It's open until May 8th. The other resource for small business right now, the Federal Small Business Administration has a small business disaster loan program, which is up to $2.5 million. And you can go ahead and start applying for that. That's also, there's a link on our PensacolaChamber.com site for that. So those, you know, the way I've heard it described, I thought it was pretty good. The emergency bridge loan is, you know, it's your immediate, you know, $50,000 to get you through the short term. And then the SBA small business disaster loan, it's up to $2.5 million, so it can sustain you longer, but it takes a little bit longer to get through the process and get the money to you. So those
all
are two
good
resources for small businesses. Yeah.
All good resources.
You know, I encourage people, even if you don't think you're going to need it right now, go ahead and start applying, because you may need it in a couple months down the road.
Right, and that process may take a little bit. Todd Thompson, he is the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Area Chamber of Commerce. Todd, thanks for the work you do. Thanks for informing all of our business owners. We know a lot of business owners and leaders listen to the show, and I'm sure they appreciate the information.